The second order is, we know, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vavam and Aleph. So the Gemara, again, these are all Dvarim Atikin. The Gemara there brings a machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. So we find that in different places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Bnei Yisrael as Bonim. Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem. Then again, there are places where we find that we're compared to as Avadim. And the Gemara says that Reb Yehuda said, the truth is sometimes we're Bonim and sometimes we're Avadim. What does it depend on? It depends. B'zman she'atem noyegim minig Bonim, atem kriyim Bonim. But ein atem noyegim minig Bonim, ein atem kriyim Bonim. Divri Reb Yehuda. Rameir says no. Ben kachu ben kach kriyim Bonim. It doesn't matter if the Yidin are being noyeg minig Bonim, or if the Yidin are being noyeg minig Avadim. Whether a Yid acts like a son or not is irrelevant. Just like if a father has a son, regardless of how that son behaves, he's still his son. Doesn't change the reality, the biological metzias. Ben kach and ben kach kriyim banim. Klai Yisrael, it doesn't matter how they're behaving, they're always going to be considered banim. But not everybody held this way. It was machloikis. Rameya Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya holds ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Bizman she'atem noyeg minig banim atem kriyim banim. Bizman she'ein atem noyeg minig banim ein atem kriyim banim. Now we know in Klali Ashas, whenever there's a machloikis Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Gemara, Sechtes Erev and Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara says Rameya Rabbi Yehuda, unless told otherwise, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But as it relates to this machloikis, the Ramah in Hilchas Avelos, and it's based on a Tshuvas HaRashba, says that we paskin like Reb Meir. We paskin ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim. L'may nafkemina? Echapsa nafkemina in the halachos of Tumas Meis. Whether the kever of a mummer, someone that was a mummer, someone that completely went away from the Yiddish Aveg, is his kever metama? Is it not metama? Meaning we know that Adam ki yomus ba'oil, Atem kriyim adam, ve'ein umes ha'olam kriyim banim, and as a result, the kever of oyve kechamim is not metama, for sure not betumas oil. So the question is, what about a mumer? So the Ramah, quoting a Rashba, says that really it's totally in this machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, whether benkachu benkach kriyim banim, not we passing like Rameir, benkachu benkach kriyim banim, and as a result, even the kever of a mumer is going to be metama ba'oil. So I once thought, how did Rameir know that benkachu benkach kriyim banim? The Gemara brings psukim, but how did Rameir know? How did he know for sure he was right? That ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim. Could be he learned it from the Baskel. Rameya had a Rebbe, Elisha bar Avuah, who was one of the Dalit that were nichnasu l'paradis. And when he entered the paradis, he was kitzeitz benetiyos. And Rameya told him, Rebbe chazorbach, do tshuva. Why don't you do tshuva? He said, I can't. Because kfar shamati me'achari apargud. I already heard from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a Baskel that says, shuvu banim shoivavim. So let's be medayik the Baskel. The Baskel said, Shuvu bonim shoivavim. We're talking about shoivavim. A shoivav is someone that's arup from Yiddish aveg. A shoivav is avilda. That's what a shoivav is. And the Baskel said, Shuvu bonim shoivavim. So Rameir heard in the Baskel that even the shoivavim are called bonim. Ben kachu ben kach kriyim bonim. But it's even more than that. You know what else Rameir heard in the Baskel? That even acher, who was the one person that was hand-chosen that he cannot do tshuva, even Acher is able to do tshuva. It's called banim. You know, that? Because shuvu banim shoivavim chutz me'acher. If Acher is not a ben, then it's not chutz me'acher. It would have been shuvu banim shoivavim. Acher is not banim. In the lumdis of the Baskel, you see that even Acher is called a ben. Because the Baskel was shuvu banim chutz me'acher. So you say meres, that Acher is really called a ben. Nor vasidu achutz. Like you have sugis and chutz and shas. There's a chutz. But you're not a chutz if you're not bifnin. So shuvu banim, there's a category of banim. All banim can do tshuva. Chutz, there's one person that's a ben. He can't do tshuva. You know who that is? That's Acher. But if Acher is not a ben, that it's not shuvu bonim chutz me'acher, be shuvu anoshim chutz me'acher, but not shuvu bonim chutz me'acher. From the fact that it's shuvu bonim chutz me'acher, you see, even Acher was called a ben. So a mayor said, the Baskel already was machriya. The Baskel paskin in Shamayim, that shuvu bonim shoivavim chutz me'acher, that every single yid, it doesn't matter who he is. Even Acher, who's the one person that can't do shuvu, even he's called a ben. Because it's shuvu banim chutz me'acher, which spires that Acher is considered a ben. And that's how Rameyu knew, benkachu benkach kriyim banim. Because he heard it in the Baskel. So you'll tell me, Torah leba shamayim hi, probably al zen nemar, this is something that is mishamayim. Right, when you're handling a halacha, but this is something that, in shamayim, are you treated like a ben, or you're not treated like a ben? Rameyu knew from the Baskel that benkachu benkach kriyim banim, because every single yid Even the Shoivavim, even Acher, who's the one person that can't do tshuva, even he's Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, Chutz Me'Acher. Over the years, we've spoken about the idea that historically, it was very, very prevalent that if a person found himself in an Eis Tzara, so they would give tzedakah to the push to Kupas Rameir Balanes, right? They would give tzedakah in the schus of Rameir. And we mentioned from the Munkacher Rebbe and the Devrei Torah, in the beginning, he says, why was it that they always gave to Rameir? So he brings that he heard from his Heilige Zedes that the Zedes said, because Rameir is Chayish L'Miyuta. So he said, if you have a person that's lying on his deathbed and he finds himself in a terrible Tzara, so it's very worrisome. Why? Because there's statistics. The doctors say azoy, the doctors say azoy. And even Chazal say, roiv goisesim lemiso. So there's a concept of a roiv. And as a result, because of the statistic, people get worried. Obzado ain't tana in shas that was chayesh lemiyuta. He wasn't a spoil from a roiv. And that's Rameir. So he said the minig Yisrael always was that when a person found himself in a tzara, where al pi roiv, it looks like it's not going to work out the way he wants it to, they would be ma'ira the schus of Rameir. And they would give tztaka elokadim eiraneini. Why Rameir? To be ma'ira. I'm not impressed with what the doctors are saying. I'm not expelled from the statistics because there's a concept of Chayish L'miyuta and Dosir Rameir, and that's why they always used to invoke the Schusir Rameir. But Emes is another idea as well. Rameir holds Ben Kach Ben Kach Kriyim Bonin. And the idea was a person finds himself maybe in an Eis Tzara and he's worried, was Zokta Ebishta, how is he being perceived that at the end of the day, not everyone lives his life the way he's supposed to. Abeschusid Rameir, Rameir holds Benkachu Benkach Kriyim Banim, Rameir who learned it from the Baskal Alein that said, Shuvu Banim Shevavim Chosmer, but that's the second aura.